Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 324 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you every week. We've been live on Instagram the last couple of weeks. I think we're going to keep that. That seems to be fun. And if you're listening on Instagram, stick around for a Q&A. We can do a little Q&A, and we'll put that up on the Patreon page. We'll add some new stuff to the Patreon page. I think that's going to be a fun thing to add, the Q&A after the podcast onto the Patreon page. So you can check that out over at patreon.com/KMF podcast. Become a member, and then, you'll have the Q&A session. So that'll be coming. Also, just to find the podcast, it's available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Also available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, you could find us there. I say us like there's like 20 of us working on this podcast. It's just me. But when you say us, it sounds more professional, and it sounds more, and there I am just like whatever professional thing it was there, I just shot it out of the bag, which I usually do. But anyway, let's go down the list. Built Bar is coming out with another flavor of marshmallow. I think it's a cookie dough marshmallow, a cookie, chocolate cookie. I don't know. I wish I'd stop making all the marshmallow stuff, to be honest. Enough with it. It's like a nice idea. Little chocolate marshmallow. But every bar now has got to be a marshmallow bar. I miss the old regular protein bars. But anyway, people seem to really like these chocolate marshmallow bars, so go check them out at builtbar.com and use code WWBROPODCAST. You'll save 10% off your order. Sail Away Coffee, the best nitro brew out there. Local Long Island company, so of course I'm behind it. They ship all over the country. Check it out over at sailawaycoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. You will save 10% off your order as well. My good friend John Ziegler, his comedy special is available free on YouTube. It's called John Ziegler, Getting My Affairs in Order. Give it a watch. Then go over to Instagram. Give him a follow at John Ziegler Comedy and let him know what you think. Yeah, that's it. Those are the plugs. Now we'll get into everything that happened. What is actually kind of a busy week, but a lot happened this week. As you guys know, I've been talking about going on the weight loss medication and taking the steps to do that. I went to the doctor this week. We'll get into that a little later. We'll talk first about, I went to a wedding it was Friday night. My cousin got married. Congratulations, Christy and Eric. Beautiful venue. It's at the Liberty House in Jersey City, literally through the tunnel. You're on the other side of the Freedom Tower and the city skyline. Great place. Food was awesome. The band they had was amazing. And it was just good seeing family again, talking to family, hanging out, laughing, having a good time. But as you guys know, that wasn't the issue with me. That's never the problem. I stress out about other things. I was stressing out what to wear to the wedding, walking, all this other stuff that, you know, is harder for me now, where I am physically. And to be honest, it was tough. It wasn't the easiest. There was a lot of, you know, walking around and stuff like that. And I know that like kind of sounds trivial to some people, but to some of us, it's an issue, and it's something that we got to fix. I was uncomfortable most of the day. I'm not gonna lie. First of all, I don't like wearing anything that's like dress up, no matter what it is. I don't like wearing a shirt and tie. I don't like wearing dress pants. The dress shoes are so uncomfortable. I am really like in my everyday life, it's a tracksuit, it's black socks and slides. I'm very comfortable that way. I like being comfortable. And so anytime I got to dress up, it's uncomfortable. And we had to drive there. So we're driving now into Jersey City from Long Island. It took about 2.5 hours to get there. Coming home was a breeze. It was an hour and 10 minutes. So we got there, and then you just, you know, it's a long day. So I was a little uncomfortable. My dad came at one point. He goes, "How you doing?" And I go, "I'm uncomfortable, Pop." I told him. I said, "You know, I'm just, it's a long day, but I don't regret it. I would do it again in a heartbeat." You know, to celebrate my cousin and her wedding and it was a good time. And it's stuff that I could fix. That's the good news. That's the good news of it. That's a good part of it. Is it frustrating that I'm not there now? Yes. Is it frustrating that I wasn't there at one point? Absolutely. We're going to kind of tie into that in a little bit as well. But, you know, it was nice to have the day off from work. It was fun to drive in with my brother and my sister-in-law. And it was just a good time seeing family, eating some good food. DC's, keep them coming. I don't drink alcohol, so I don't drink alcohol. I'll have beer here and there, but like I'm not a drinker. So I was also driving, so I was the designated Dave. If you get that reference, we are even better friends. So I just hung back and enjoyed myself. And here's the thing too. Kind of proud of myself. I didn't go crazy with desserts. I had a piece of the cake, but I was so full from everything else I ate that night. I didn't want to overdo it. I was already in my head, like, you know, because I went to the doctor on Thursday, which I guess we'll get into. That's the main event tonight, right? Everybody wants to know how the doctor went. Doctor went good. I had my physical. I haven't had that. They reminded me right away. It's been a year and 4 months since you were here. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not here for the physical. I just would like to get on weight loss medication. And it's like, well, we have to do this. We have to take your blood and, you know, give you a physical to see, you know, and determine what we're going to do. I'm always uncomfortable with doctors poking, prodding. You know, wanting to know things. So my EKG was good. No changes. Everything's good there. Thank God. I got my blood work back. My A1C is good. I think it's a little high. Wait, my sugar, my A1C, a little high, but not, I'm not diabetic. Everything else is good. I'm anemic, so the hemoglobin stuff is always low. So relatively, it was a good blood test. You know, there wasn't anything alarming on there that they're concerned about. And my cholesterol is really good. I don't have high cholesterol. And it's, you know, you go into the doctor and you're thinking, like, what's wrong with me? What could possibly be wrong with me? The only thing that is something that's alarming, my blood pressure was a little high. They put me on medication. And that kind of hit me really hard, to be honest. When he took my blood pressure and it wasn't crazy. It was 150 over 100. And, you know, my blood pressure a year and 4 months ago was 110 over 70. And in the hospital around that time, too, it was 110 over 60. So it's up, you know, doesn't lie. And he put me on some medication. I started taking that today. And I was bummed. I actually started crying in the doctor's office. Broke down a little bit. I was so frustrated and angry at myself. You know, right away, you shouldn't do this. They tell you not to do this. That don't look back. Don't compare. Don't do these things. It's human nature. I'm sorry. It's going to happen sometimes. I'll deal with it. I'll get through it. But I was just so mad at myself. And so aggravated that I was at a place where this wasn't an issue with everything, with, you know, getting around and doing things and keeping my weight down. And I had it beat, or I thought I did. And the fact now here I am at 45, this is going on. It's like we're starting over again. It was just a lot at once. I got very emotional, and and the doctor's like, hey, you're okay. You all your tattoos, you're a big guy, you're a tough guy. I go, I'm not that tough. Don't let the exterior fool you. I'm not tough at all. And I've been bummed out about it a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. I think about it, you know, I thought about it this morning taking the medication. I thought about it all weekend. I thought about it last night. It was one of the things that kept me up. I think I got like 3 hours of sleep last night. It sucked. It absolutely sucks. You know, I promised myself I would never go back. And I broke a big promise to myself. And it's like we're starting at square one again. You know, I'm happy. One thing I'm happy about, I'm not at my heaviest. That's a good thing, because that would be really depressing. But it just sucks, you know, being where I am. And, you know, I was also embarrassed. I was embarrassed to my dad that I'm going on, you know, blood pressure medication. You know, I'm embarrassed to say it here, actually, believe it or not, but I say everything on here, so I'll be 100% honest with you guys. Makes me feel old, and I've been talking about that for a while now. 45 is coming up, you know, and I always took some kind of pride and felt good about not being, you know, sick or on medication and this and that. Like, I felt like I was, I guess, the one guy who could burn the candle both ends weight wise and not have something happen to him. But you know, when I saw the blood pressure thing, I mean, it did. It freaked me out. Absolutely freaked me out. So, you know, the doctor right away brings up surgery. You know, I said to him, well, that's why I'm here. I said, I want to really talk about getting on weight loss medication. And he went over the side effects of that with me. And I'm like, I get it. I get the side effects with everything. But that's really the path I want to go down. He kept on bringing up the surgery and this and that. And my thing was, like, when I had my gallbladder attack a year and 4 months ago, my weight and everything was a concern about putting me under, but now you want me to go under to have my stomach altered. So doesn't sit right with me. So I said to him, I'm like, I want to look into the weight loss medication. So we made an appointment. I got to go back on the 13th because he's away for a little while. So I got to go back on the 13th, go over the blood work, go over what the options are and what the plan is, and really seeing the next step. I've started taking some little steps to bettering my situation. Like tonight, I cooked dinner for myself for the first time. I can't tell you how long. It felt really good to eat like a real cooked meal that like I made. That's one thing I've been slacking on and not doing. I haven't been cooking for myself, and I love to cook. And it's just something that, you know, it helps you so much when you're trying to get on a journey and be healthy, is making your own food. It definitely helps so much. And the fact that I went away from that, that's probably one of the reasons why my blood pressure's up. I'm eating foods that are more processed, have more sodium. So I'm very confident that if I do what I have to do and take care of myself, I won't be on the medication for long. I think I can get off this rather quickly. So tonight, yeah, I cooked. I have some stuff left over. I'm going to make a couple of turkey burgers for lunch tomorrow. And, you know, we'll just start that way. We'll just start the, you know, little things we could do. And I don't know what I'm doing yet as far as a program to follow while I'm doing this. I know I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I let my WW membership expire. That doesn't mean it's off the table. I'm actually thinking, you know, to do that as well as the weight loss medication. Just because I have the meetings, accountability, all that stuff. But we'll see what that what happens with that as well. And WW2 is its home. You know, it's something I've done for so long. It's something I've been a part of for so long. So it's hard to even like when I let it run out because I'm not doing it. You know, am I paying each month? There's something I'm not doing that I'm not a part of that anymore. And it just, it feels weird. And I don't know if it's Stockholm syndrome or if it's just, you know, it's been a part of my life forever, but I miss it when I'm not a member. And I love it when I'm all in and I'm going to workshops and meetings and all that stuff. And yeah, someone said they have the GLP on the WW app to track now. Yeah, is it separate? I don't know if it's separate or not, but I did the questionnaire and they want me to pay. It's like $84 a month for the medication and WW, which I can get the medication cheaper through my insurance. So I think that's the way we're going to go with that. But anyway, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. You know, we got to finish the story. Absolutely. It is time to finish the story. You know, you think about, like when Roman Reigns beat Cody last year. I mean, you know, my man, Hulk over here is definitely, my buddy, not only was cigar guys, but big wrestling guys. And he is talking about Cody finishing the story. We've talked about it on here. How many times we talked about Cody Rhodes finishing his story? So it is time. It is time for me to finish the story. Or just get a story going. You know, let's get back on this track. Let's get back on this road. Let's get back to doing what we got to do and not let, you know, anything throw us off guard again. And again, that's the thing too. I was feeling all the feelings this weekend and kind of last night laying there, you know, about how this happened, why it happened. And it's a lot of things. You know, first it was something very emotional that I went through. That sucked for me personally. And then it became an excuse to, that's why I'm eating and that's why I'm doing this. It's easy, you know, to blame somebody and a situation, you know, but the reality is, I'm better off without that person in my life. I'm better without that situation. I'm better off with that whole thing gone and behind me. So using it as an excuse now just to keep eating, it's not productive. So as time goes on, I don't even think about it anymore. I think about it when I talk about it here on the podcast, but like, you know, it's just something that happened to me at a certain point in time. Now the effects, you know, what I did to myself, again, I don't blame anybody else but myself. No one put food into my mouth. No one forced it. I did it. And I'm dealing with that now and I'll get over it. I'll get through it. I'll be okay. So we're going to find out what medications we're going to take. I definitely want to go on it. I've made up my mind. That's what I want to try. Am I thrilled about giving myself a needle every week? No, I don't like needles. Someone who's got multiple tattoos, you would think I would enjoy them, but I don't. And the side effects, they said, you know, whatever the side effects were. They start you off, he said, slow or low dose. and then they increase it as it goes on to see how you're losing. And it was funny, I was telling him how I don't like to go to doctors because he was asking where I was for so long. And he goes, Anthony, we do this medication. He goes, you're gonna be seeing a lot of me. We're gonna be seeing each other each month. Which freaks me out too. I'm not gonna lie. So no matter what I'm doing, whether it be surgery or this thing, I'm not getting away from doctors. But he said, and you know, when I was getting upset in the doctor's office and I was, you know, mad at myself, he said, well, that's what we're here for. We're here to get you healthy. We're here to do this. We're here to do it together. And he's a good doctor. I'm very happy with him. I found him through Tracy. You know, I took out one of my best friends in the world, Tracy Carnazzo, who bless that woman for listening to all my nonsense. She had to hear it when I was driving home from the doctor's office, having a breakdown. I talked about it today again. But she found me this doctor, and I'm very happy. Because, again, I was going to a place I wasn't happy with. And, you know, every doctor I went to, doctor condescending, this and that, I was not happy. And it does. It stops you from going to doctors. You don't want to deal with it. You don't want to put up with anything that's going on, you know, as far as them judging you or saying things about you. Because, you know, it is... Every time there's something wrong with me, they say it's because of my weight. They tell me I have diabetes. They tell me I have all this, but guess what? I don't have diabetes. My cholesterol's great. You know, there's a lot of things that are good. Like, okay, my blood pressure's high this time. But, like, you know, everything that I've went to the doctor in the past as a heavy person, nothing they thought was the reason was what I had. When I had mono, they were so sure I had diabetes. And this is when I was down like almost 200 pounds. And I was working out every day and I was eating right. Because the number on the scale said something. They were like, no, it's diabetes. And that's the thing too that I got to get out of my head. Like, you know, I'm kicking myself also for not appreciating where I was. When I was down 200 plus pounds, all I did was worry about it. I was still heavy. And then I was at someone's starting weight and instead of being at someone's weight who's been on a journey for over three, four years. And that's wrong. So hopefully through all this, a lot of clarity, a lot of new ways of looking at things. Just a different mindset and attitude. But one thing's for sure, I am done with how I am right now. I'm done. I'm absolutely done. And the wedding was the exclamation point on that. I felt like beat up the next day. I'm done. And I want to be like everybody else. I want to wear like a nice suit to a wedding. You know. I want to just be like everybody else and not be like, you know, even my brother was saying like on the way there, he's like, oh, the chairs at the wedding. He goes, you know, the ceremony, he goes, those plastic chairs. And he goes, I even had problems with them. And I said, well, I'm going to fix that. I'm just going to find a place to sit that's away from them. And I did. I don't get that too either. Like these chairs at weddings, it's like those plastic chairs. They're made out of, I think they're made out of like, the same strength as if you just like tied some plastic knives and forks together and they put a piece of in it, that's the chair. It doesn't hold anybody. And if it does hold you, it sinks you in like 3 inches to the ground. But anyway, like I said, I just want to, you know, my dad, he always looks good in a suit. One of my friends was like, your dad's a stud. I posted a picture of me and my dad. And a lot of my female friends do find my father very attractive. So good for you, Pop. He always looks good in his suit, my dad. I remember as a kid, you know, watching him and my mom get ready for an event or a party where they were going to, whatever, that required him to wear a suit. He always looks good in his suit. And he's still got it. 69 years old, he's still got it. So good for you, Pop. And I like to wear a suit once and then people think I still got it and call me a stud. And everything else. One day. Anyway, so I, like I said, I had all the feelings. I had all the, you know, the ups and downs of what I was feeling and got it out. And I actually thought, like, this podcast, I'd be a mess crying and being, you know, like I usually am on here. But I guess I did enough of that over the weekend. And there's no reason to be upset. We're gonna fix this. We got this. There's a plan. You know, for the first time in a while, there's an actual plan. You know, you think about that. I never had that. I would just go back to WW and I go through the motions. And I would talk about, like, not being into it and not, like, you know, not getting that fire back. And I think with this now, I feel that because of everything I have to go through with it. You know, I'm being poked and prodded, getting blood taken. I'm really taking steps to get everything back on track, to get my health back on track. If it does freak me out, then I'm taking blood pressure medication. My grandmother took blood pressure medication. That's what I associate it with, you know. But I guess other people want it as well. That's his grandma's. But anyway, we'll see the follow-up appointment, and I should be on it by then. So I'm looking forward to, like, you know, really getting going with this and then, like, picking a program to track and be accountable with. And I got to be able to ask some people that are on WW that are doing this. I'll find out how they like it. But, you know, we're going to just take what it's cheesy. And people say it all the time, but we take it one day at a time. And we'll just get back on track little by little. And then once we have everything we need, we'll go forward. Keep moving forward, as the podcast is called. Well, I want to thank everybody who joined us on Instagram. Instagram, stay tuned. We're going to do a Q&A after I wrap this up. And we're going to put that on the Patreon page, patreon.com/KMF podcast. Once again, this has been episode 324. You can find it on anchor.fm/KMF podcast, wherever podcasts are played. 5-star rate and review. Get that out there. We are played in and out each week by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. You can check it out on iTunes. And while you're there, go look at his new band, Demon Scar, dropping new music like crazy. Check him out, demonscar.bandcamp.com. Long Island, only one place for your deli needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show and then get yourself an Uncle Cheese. It is the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me, because it really is that good. Check them out, finsdeli.com. Once again, thank you so much, everybody, joining us on Instagram Live. We're going to do the Q&A. Everybody at home listening on your podcast, listening devices, this has been episode 324. Have an awesome week. I'll talk to you later.